Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Samech Dalet. We are on page 76. Dinei Hapsila VaHashemen. We're going to discuss in this Siman the halachos of the wick and the oil. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Osin Psila L'Ner Shel Shabbos. We do not make the wicks for the Shabbos candles. Bein ner shal ha-shulchan, whether we're discussing the candles that are being lit on the table, bein kol ner shemadlik babayis, or any other candle that you are lighting to have light in your house. We do not light it midavar shahor eino nechaz bo. You do not light the fire, do not use a wick that the fire will not grab onto and make a good flame. El nisrach seviva v'ashelheves kofetzes. But rather, the fire is like clinging around and the flame is jumping up. It's not a good flame. Do not use wicks that do not create a good flame. Kagon, for example, tsemer, wool, v'seyar, and hair, v'kayotze, b'hem, or similar things, those should not be used as the wicks. Ella, rather, midover, sha'or, nislebo, rather, something that the fire will be hanging on, will connect, it will be a nice flame. Kigon pishton, nefutza, like combed flax, ubeget sheish, or linen, v'tsemer, geffen, or cotton, v'cannabis, or hemp, v'kayotze, b'hem, or any other materials that will have a nice flame. So that is the Mechaber when you're making the wicks for the Shabbos candles, whether it's the Shabbos candles on the table or anywhere else in the house, it should be a wick that the fire connects to well. The Ramah says, Vim hidlik bedvarim hasurim, if you lit things that are really usur to be used as the wicks, usur lehishtamesh leoro, you are not allowed to use the light that comes out from that fire. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, if there is one candle from materials that are allowed to be used, mutar l'hishtamesh l'or ha'achirim. So you have some candles that are lit from materials that are not allowed to be used as wicks, but you have one candle that has the proper material for the wick, you are allowed to use those candles. V'chein dover she'efshar b'loner, so too if the use that you're doing by the candles is a use that you don't even need the candles for, so then muter lasos afilu eitzel neros ha'achirim, then you're allowed to do this item, do this use, whatever you are doing, next to the candles that are really not allowed to be used. U'letzarech Shabbos yesh l'hokel b'dievet, for needs of Shabbos, one can be lenient b'dievet. So the Ramah says, one point is that if you use the things that can't be normally used for Shabbos candles, you're not allowed to use that light. However, two exceptions. Number one is if you have one there that's from the proper material, then you could use the other ones. And number two, if you're doing something that doesn't really need candlelight at all, so then you could use it by the candles that are made from the wicks of the improper material. The Mishabura says in Sif Katan Aleph, on that which the Mechaber said, that you should not use wicks for your Shabbos candles, medover shor eino nechaz bo, from a material that the flame will not connect to. Hatam de psul psilos ushmanim. The reason for the psul of these wicks and oils that are going to be discussed is she'ein me'irin yafa. They don't give off a nice flame. V'chayshinan she'miyata ha'kli she'yavu ha'shemen she'besocho el ha'psilo k'dei she'ad l'yafa. We're worried you're going to tilt the kli that the wick and the oil is in, so the oil will get closer to the wick, so it will make a nicer flame. V'chayim mishum avir, and that will be an iser of havara, of making a fire, by causing the fire to burn better. You're over the iser d'oraisa of havara, and therefore we want to make sure that you're not using wicks or oils that are not going to make a nice flame. Sivkotan beiz, in the list of materials that were good for wicks, we mentioned cannabis, which is hemp. It's better not to use it, says the El Yerabah, if you have something else to use. Sivkotan Gimel is going on the Ramah. The Ramah said if you lit any of these materials for your wicks that are usur, you cannot use that light. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Gimel ha'asurim bein psul psilos ubein shmanim, whether the thing that you used was wicks like we're discussing here, or it is oil that we're going to discuss soon, either way, Sivkotan dalet osur l'shtamish, you cannot use that fire. Afilu tashmish she'ein tzarech iyun, even a use that doesn't need great analyzing, it's a very light use, you still can't use these wicks and oils, shemayate, because you might tilt the kli to make the fire better. The ilu bedover she'tzarech iyun, because if it's a use that you're reading by the light or something else that needs great iyun, so aser lasas b'shabbos lor haner afilu b'ner yotha, that you're not allowed to do with a candlelight on Shabbos, even if you have the proper wicks and oils, that's always going to be aser, kebesimin ayin reish hei. The Hatazla Kamon Vesimen Tofresh Ayin Gimel Kosov. The Taz writes later on, even if you have another person with you that's watching over you, it is still usher to use the fire that comes out from these wicks and oils that are not allowed to be used. It's impossible to be careful not to tilt. The flame is not good. Where are you going to be tilt? And a shomer, someone else standing by, is not going to help you. They are off limits. Sivkotan Hay goes on the next point of the Ramah. The Ramah said, there are those who say that if you have one candle from materials that are mutter, you're allowed to use the candles that are from the materials that are forbidden. So says the Mishabura, afilu haneros omdos becheder acher. A chiddush, even if the good candle is in one room, the bad candles are in a different room, you're allowed to use the bad candles in the other room because in this room you have a good candle. The kevan sheyesh b'makom echad ner kosher. Since you have at least in one place in the house in there that's kosher, so yisko, you will remember, v'loyate gam b'mikomos acherim, kein pirish v'magen avram. A chiddush of the magen avram, you could have a good candle in room A, and that allows you to use all the bad candles of room B, because since you lit one good candle in the house, that will be a reminder to you not to tilt any candles. That is the sheet of the Magen Avram. Ube El Yeraba Kosov Shekavanas HaRamah. The El Yeraba argues in the understanding of this Ramah, Hainu Davka Ba'osel Cheder Atzmo. That which we said in the Ramah, that the Yesh Omer, if you have one good candle, you could use the bad candles, that's only if all those candles are in the same room. V'ayim b'bir hagro b'divra maskil v'yesh omrim de'im. Look in the bir hagro over here. He is medame in yoneinu l'ner chanukah l'yesh omrim hazeh. He compares this yesh omrim over here by Shabbos to the halacha by ner chanukah. V'shom halo eino mutter l'shtamish l'ner chanukah ki'im g'shaner kosher omeid etzlam v'lo b'cheder acher. When you're going to be using the Chanukah candles because you have a shamish there, obviously that only helps by Chanukah if the shamish is in the same room as the other candles. Harei de meforesh ka'al yiraba, clearly the Gra, by making the connection from here to Chanukah, is understanding like the yiraba, not like the Magen Avram, the good candle must be in the same room as the bad candles in order to be matir you to use the bad candles. V'chein b'sefer karben esanol machmir kishomer b'cheder acher, and so too the karben esanol is machmir when the good candle is in a different room than the bad candles. Sivkotan Vav. That's going on the second heter that the Ramah brought down in the Yesh Omrim. We said in the Ramah, V'chein dover she'ef she'belo ner, a use that doesn't really need candlelight at all, that you can do by a candlelight that is not a good candlelight, by wicks that are not allowed. Says the Mishabura, Kigon lishka v'cheder. What is the use that you don't really need a candle at all? It's to go to sleep in the room. You don't need light in the room. Olim shoch yayim min amartif. Or if you want to draw out water from the wine cellar. The hainu derech kli. This is if you have some kind of kli that's drawing out the water. Shekorin han olibur b'loshan ashkenaz. Some kind of spout. The Targum says han is berez. It's a spout. There's a spout that brings out the wine. So you don't have to be so careful. It's coming out very easily. And you know exactly where it's coming, so you don't really need candlelight. Therefore, you could do it by the candles that have these bad wicks. Avalo derech barza. But you would not be able to take wine out through a barza. A barza is not a berez. It's not a spout. The Targum says it's a nekev b'chavis lotzos nozlim. It's just a hole in the barrel that allows the liquid to come out. Shoyapokok b'pekak eitz v'kadom. It was stuffed up with a piece of wood. You're pulling it out, so it's very hard to gauge exactly where the wine's going to go. So there you do need candlelight. So therefore, a candlelight with a wick that's not good wouldn't be allowed. If there's a spout and you can feel it, you know exactly where to put your cup, so that would be allowed. But if it's something that you don't know where it's going to go, that would be a use that requires candlelight and would not be allowed. The last point that Ramah told us was, again, the same point, it's not the last point yet, v'chein dover she'evsher b'loner mutter laso safilu eitzel neres acherim. Again, the examples we gave of the uses that don't really need candles at all, you could do it by the candles that have bad wicks. Says the Mishavuris of Katan Zayin, El Yerab Pirish. The El Yerab explained, Dafka kishiyesh al koponim ner echad kosher b'bayis. You have to have at least one good candle in the house. Sha'ayidei ze mutter afilu b'cheder acher. Then it will be mutter in another room. Aval sha'ari achron, the other achron and Pirishu, they explain, that afilu ein ner kosher klal. Even if you have no ner that is kosher at all, mutter la yesh omrim hazeh. This Shari Achronim, the Shari Tzion tells us, the Magen Avraham and others, so this Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabba are really Lishitosim from Sifkatan Hey. They just go one step more lenient. So if you look back in the beginning of Sifkatan Hey, when we said if you have one good candle, you could use the other candles, so the Magen Avraham said, even if they are in a different room, it was okay. So that same Magen Avraham says over here that if you don't need the candles at all, so then the Shari Achronim, which includes the Magen Avraham, says even if there's no ner kosher at all, if it doesn't need a ner, so even if all you have in the house is the bad wicks, that's going to be mutter. So it's one step more lenient. The Eliyahu Rabba that was more machmir over there, and he said if you have a good candle, you can use the bad candles. It was only if it was in the same room. So Eliyahu Rabba here goes one step more lenient. Here, when you don't really need candle use at all, you can use the bad candles as long as there is some good candle somewhere in the house. So it's one step more lenient in Sifkatan Zayin when we're discussing uses that don't really need candlelight versus what we discussed in Sifkatan Hey, that you need a candlelight but you have one good candle, so each one is l'shitasam, one step more lenient. And the last point that the Ramah told us was, u'letzarech Shabbos yesh l'hakel b'dyavid. So again, this lenient shita that we just had in the Ramah was a yesh omrim. So the Ramah then says, if it's a tzarech Shabbos, you could be lenient b'dyavid. Says the Mishabura, v'im yesh ner echad kosher. If you have one kosher candle, v'omed etzlo ner pasul, and next to it you have one ner that's pasul. So kosev ha-magen avram, the mutter l'shtamesh afilu shlo l'tzarech Shabbos, then it will be mutter, even if it's not specifically for a Shabbos use. To lo yehei el ner echad b'luchud, because even if you didn't have the ner that wasn't good, as long as you have one ner that's good, that's fine. Like we'll see later on in Reish Ayin Vav, that if you have a good candle and someone adds a bad candle, it doesn't affect because you were able to see with just a good candle. Here also, if you have one good and one bad next to each other, so we rely on the one good candle and you're allowed to do uses that even are not for Shabbos necessarily. But this discussion is only if both candles are already lit. You have a good candle, you have a bad candle near each other. The reason is the kevan the yeshlo near kosher shemad l'gyafe. Once you have a good candle that's lighting geshmak, sulo asi lahatos. We're not worried you're going to come and tilt the bad candle because you have a good candle right next to it. Aval ein lahakel mitam zeh lahaduk achil near kosher impossible. But that would not be matiu lachatchilo to go ahead and light a good candle next to a bad candle if you have it done already. So then we say it's going to be okay to use the good candle. We're not worried shembiata the bad candle. But lachatchilo one should not set up the good candle, the bad candle next to each other. Says the mechaber vaiters of beis. Korach dover shemadlikim bo al dover sheimadlikim bo. So we just mentioned in Sif Aleph different materials that cannot be used as wicks. Sif Beis, we're talking about using materials that are allowed to be used for wicks around materials inside that are not allowed to use for wicks. So you're joining the two together. So there it depends on what your intention is. Im niskavein lahavos apsila. If your intention was to thicken the wick, you wanted one big fat wick, you didn't have enough material that's kosher, so you put in the middle some bad materials to make one fat wick, to do it together, kedei lahosif ora, to add some fire to the flame, that's aser. And we'll see why in the Mishabur in a moment. But the imniskavein lahaksho sapsila. But if your purpose of putting the bad materials inside is just to harden the wick, kedei shetei omedes, so that it should stand upright, velo teshal shelamata, shouldn't just bend over downward, so then it's mutter. So again, if you're putting the materials that are not allowed inside the good materials, if your point is to thicken the wick to make a bigger fire, no good. But if your point is just to straighten out the wick, to give it more strength, that it stands upright, it doesn't fall over, then it is mutter. Umitam zeh, for this reason, mutter lichroch dover shemadlikim bo, you would be allowed to wrap a material that's kosher for adlaka, al gabe gemi okash, around some reed grass or straw, kedelitein apsila ba'ashoshes, in order that you should be able to stand up your wick inside the ashoshes, the menaira. The Ramah says, nosin gargar shel melach, you can place a piece of salt, the gris shel pul, and a bean, al pi aner b'er Shabbos, by the candle on Erev Shabbos, kedei she dolak yofa b'Shabbos, so that the fire should burn nicely on Shabbos. So says the Mishaburus of Katan Tess, we said in the Mechaber again, if you put the materials that are not good inside the materials that are good, if your kavodah was for a bigger flame, it is possible. Zok the Mishabura, af da'ata ayideya kricha, ha'ur necha zumer yofa, even though now, by the fact that they're mixed together, you have a geshmak of flame, V'lo asri lahatos, and you're not going to come to tilt it because you have good materials there that are giving the power to the flame to be strong. Afilu achi asr, it's still asr. Gzeira shemi yadlik bo levado. Once you're putting in materials that are puzzle to make the fire bigger, then we're worried you might use those materials alone. And therefore, it's not allowed. However, if you're using those other materials that are puzzle inside just to keep it straight, you're not using it really to be a wick, it's just to hold the wick upright, then it's mutter. Says the Mishabura, afilu madlik shtem yachad, even if you really light both together, it's mutter. Dekevan she'ein mechavin lepsila lahadliko lo gazerbo. Since your intention of setting up those materials that are not good inside is not for wick purposes, it's just for standing upright purposes, so there's no mukkin to be gozer, you might use it on its own, because you're not using it now as a wick, and therefore there's no concern, you use it as a wick, and it is kosher. The Ramah told us at the end that a gargir shel melech is allowed to be put in the candle. What does that do for you? Says the Mishabura Sivkot in Yalef, gargir yud alef, gargir shel melech, lefi shah melech tzolel es ha-shemen, shetimoshech achar ha-psila. Salt helps to clear out the oil that it gets drawn after the wick better. So salt is beneficial to be put in. That is mutter to place in the candle before Shabbos to help the flame be better on Shabbos. And so too you can put the pole the gris shall pull the bean. Al piyaner be'er Shabbos also so it should burn better. Says the Mishabur Yudeis, kedei laniach ha-psila alov. This was put in, you put the bean in, that way you were able to again stand up the wick on that bean, it would help the wick stand. Ubitosefta perek beis isa tama usakein. The Sefta brings another reason to do this, kadeshe shoa vidolek. Somehow having the bean in there by the wick will help the fire burn longer on Shabbos. We will stop here and continue next time with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.